Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here for another wonderful show. And we're going to start off with an emotional clearing for everybody going back 5 days. So here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And next we'll do a mental body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a sensory body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And next we're going to do a feeling body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So we had a wonderful conference call yesterday, which was Sunday. We have two more coming up. These are the 8-hour long intensives, which are the physical body organ rejuvenation, and along with the nervous system restoration. So we're doing these clearings now. And people have had a lot of nice results. And if you're interested in coming on the call, just connect with me. You can go to healing@creationlightship.com. That's healing@creationlightship.com. So let me see what we can do today. We'll just do some more samples here. Let's bring in one of the light beams here from the light ship on your monitor screen. So if you're new to the call, just scroll down. On Creation Light Shift Healing. Go down about an inch on your scroll bar, and it's underneath the blinking flower. And you're going to notice that on there is a picture of a light beam. And we're going to activate this here. And we're going to bring in the females first. We'll bring in the three different types. There's females and males and non-gender. We'll let you experience this here. So here we go. Here's the females coming in first, and let's bring the energy in here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so you should have probably seen your monitor change a little bit. A lot of times the eyes get brighter. They actually start looking at you. The rays around the face itself will change color sometimes. And almost always, the picture begins to float on your monitor screen. Remember, this is the consciousness of one of the light beams coming into your computer. And this has to increase it now for everybody. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So this is the females. Just one of them. We'll bring in another two. So we'll have three females coming in. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as the next one comes in, and just kind of watch it change. It'll become more powerful. Not necessarily powerful for healing, but just stronger with intensity. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, the next light beam coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'll just kind of enjoy this energy here. You might feel the energy working now. They're going to work with your head area right now. This is what the females are going to do. So just feel the energy in your head. It might work with your eyes, your ears, your throat. Okay, and let's bring in the male energies here. So here we go. Bring in one male. And stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So they're kind of debating how strong they are for people, because they come in very gentle, because they are very, very electric when they come in. So I'll watch the fast chat here if anybody wants this one male to be stronger here. What happens is, on the light shift, the females actually are the interface, if you want to use that term, between the healings that the males do and yourself. And so the females actually tell the males what to do, so to speak. They also do healings also, so I won't exclude them from that, because they do marvelous healings. But typically, for the major surgeries and operations, almost always the males are doing that. So here we go. We'll bring in a second male. So here he comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, you might feel a little change there at the frequencies. Each one has their own spirit energy. So I'll just kind of sample that here. And they're starting to work, feels like on your chest area, heart area, chest area right now. And the females are working on your head right now for healings. And we'll bring in the next male energy, number three. So here he comes, so stronger. I'll count to ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll increase his energy a little bit here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll watch the fast chat here if anybody wants to tell me if they want more energy with the males or not here. So there we go. We got Kimberly on, and Joni, and Ren, and Rob, and Sylvia, and Toronto, and all the kids. And probably other people are listening too, naturally, but if you can get on the fast chat, just do so. Just click on BBS fast chat. Sometimes it'll talk about cookies being activated or deactivated or something. When that happens to me, I just happen to do it maybe two or three times, and it works. So it's kind of beyond me, but that's what happens sometimes. So here we go. And let's bring in the non-gender light beings. And here, do them one at a time. There'll be three of them coming in. And here we go. This will be a treat. Remember, the females are working in and on your head. Eyes, ears, throat, nose, anything there. The males are working heart and lungs. And I don't know what the other ones are going to be doing, but we'll find out here. So here comes a non-gender light being. So number one's going to come in. So here we go. I'll count to ten. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll bring in the second non-gender light being. They're getting ready. Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and number three gonna come in. And this one wants me to use stronger, oddly enough. So here we go. Number three is gonna come in. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh boy, I'm yawning. They're working on your internal organs. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, they're all in. So let's do a, let's have the non-gender and the males leave now, please. There we go. Non-gender's leaving. They're out. And the males are coming out. There, now you can see the female here. The three females are there right now, so we'll increase their energy, stronger. There we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, and we have Everett on. Hi, Everett. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and heal and Celeste. Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There's the females coming in. Oh, really loving energy. I'll just let you sit back and relax here for a minute here. Just kind of enjoy this energy. I'll just be in silence also. And let's bring in the male energies now. And we'll have the females leave. This way it's kind of like a treat. You can actually sample each one of them now. So here comes the males. And here we go. So they want stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. This is the males here. Again, I'll give you a little bit of silence here so you can experience the male energies. Okay, I'll bring in the non-gender. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we should be having some pretty nice healings here. They'll do some energy balancing. Let's go to our chakras here and do that. And you can just watch them on your monitor screen if you wish here. We'll go to your heart chakra. Going to reposition that. And we have Pauline on also, looks like there. Hi, Pauline. Hi to everybody. There we go. And throat chakra. Going to reposition that, turn it a little bit here. Remember, the chakras go out of alignment, and they have to get repositioned back into the proper orientation. There we go. And third eye, they go out because of psychic attack energies. People thinking of you, good or bad thoughts, is just energies of the mind being transmitted to you, and the chakras I don't want that. So here we go. Going back down now to your power chakra, repositioning that bit. There we go. And if you watch the light beam, those eyes are very intense right now, as the non-gender light beams are watching you. Here we go. Okay, second chakra. And if you people want to call in, I don't have the number handy right off the bat here, but you can call in if you wish. There we go. Okay, and first chakra. Feels very good. Okay, now we'll do an opening for everybody. So your chakras now are in alignment. You may have felt your body shift. In fact, what we'll do is just take you the way they were before right now. I'll count to five, and it'll be back the way it was before we started. And then we'll put them back into the proper alignment. This way you can actually feel your body do a shift. Some people have a little hard time recognizing energies, but this year might show you if they were quite a distance, quite far off, then you're going to feel it probably instantly. So here we go. I'm going to put it back the way it was, we'll say 15 minutes ago, before you came on this BBS radio program. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now that's where they used to be. Okay. Wow, what a difference. And I feel like everything is scrambling around here. Wow. Some of you people are way off. Okay. I could say far out. A friend of mine said that once, and somebody asked him, they said, boy, that's really far out. He goes, well, how far out is far out, you know? Okay, now I'm going to put you back into alignment here. I'm counting to five as they get back in perfect harmony with you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. There. Okay, we'll do an opening now. If you'd like that, I'll use the word spin. This is a way to increase the energy in the chakras for more healing. And this is your body energy. So great. Kimberly put the call in number on. So here we go. One of them is 888-815-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And another number is 530-327-7602. 530-327-7602. Okay, so let's do an opening. Heart center. Thank you, Kimberly. So heart chakra. I'm going to open up the chakra for better healing. So here we go. Use the word spin. So spin, 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 open. Okay, throat chakra going up now. Spin, 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 open. That feels good. And third eye. Spin, 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 open. And we don't work with the crown. That's why we don't work with the seven, because that normally is fine. And mainly we just work with the body energies. The crown is more of the etheric type. So here we go. Back down to the power chakra below the heart, number three. So here we go, power chakra, spin, 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 open. And second chakra, number two, around your navel, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, base of your tailbone, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. So you might just want to relax for a minute, get your body loosened up here. You should feel more energy. We're going to do a pain release clearing. We didn't do that one yet. So if you have any pain in your body, in fact, we'll do an emotional pain, and then we'll do physical pain. And maybe I'll do mental pain, too. So let's do mental pain first. So here we go, a mental pain clearing. This I don't have on the website. I only have emotional. So we do have a pain clearing, but I don't have emotional type of energies like this. Maybe I should probably add it. We'll see. If you feel anything on the fast chat, you people, and you think I should probably put them in there like as a subcategory, let me know. I'd appreciate that. So here we go. This is emotional mental pain. So here we go. Do a clearing here. I'll count to 10 as this energy gets taken away. So 1, 2, three, four, five. Oh, I'm yawning. Must be muted. Six. Oh, boy. Got Marianne on. Hi, Marianne. And Larry came on. Seven, eight, nine, and ten. And do it again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, that doesn't feel too bad to me. So we got that energy flowing. So let's go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. The next one we're going to do a, emotional, trauma, emotional trauma clearing. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And let's go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, now let's do an emotional pain clearing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. Ugh. Start again, yawning. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, so Kimberly, I see out there you asked if somebody's on the call. Why don't you call in, and Annika might be out and about, so why don't you call in since you asked that, and you can be a little co-host if you wish. I'll put you right on the spot. So call in, and we'll see. Maybe you can ask some questions. Now, let's do another sample clearing here. Let's do the actual pain clearing. This is for physical body pain. So 5 days ago cleared, taking away a lot of energy here. Boy, a lot of stuff here. Oh, boy. Ugh. A lot of stuff for 5 days. Holy moly. Okay. Okay, so now let's go 4 days. Here we go. Okay, we're doing physical pain this moment here. The last one that we did was the emotional pain that we had, I believe. And this is actual physical pain. So we're actually doing four of the clearings here. There we go. Okay. So 5 days is all right. 4 days is okay. And 3 days. And we have a question about maybe the archive of September 4th and 5th being on the site. I think that's in the works now, I believe.
Yes, actually that is in the works. We'll have those up within the next day if they're not up. We do have a caller.
Oh, great. Okay. Okay, hello, caller.
Hi, Ron. I accepted your invite. It's Kimberly.
Okay, great. So the archives will be up probably within 1 to 2 days, the way it looks here. So, okay, Kimberly, you're on. So I'm still doing 4 days here on the physical body pain clearing. And now let's go back, go down one more day to 3 days. And then we'll have you come on in a minute here. Here we go. Wow, 3 days is rough, too. Oh, man. I'm yawning. When I yawn, that's normal. A lot of energy is being released, so it all runs through me to the light ship, so my body has to release sometimes some of the residue stuff that doesn't get cleared out completely here. The Sunday call was, for me, very, very, very intense. Okay, now I'll go down to 2 days here. This is physical body pain. Clearing this away now. Okay, still more to clear. Okay, and yesterday? Okay, and today. Oh, man, it's a heavy load today.
And we have another caller with you, so now we have two of them with you.
Okay. Okay, that one's clear. So
yesterday
we have two callers. So one is Kimberly. So then we have someone else online. So Kimberly, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
How was the call for you on Sunday?
I was absentee till late in the evening, and when I was out and about, I did realize that I was being worked on. But you know, easy and gentle. But I could tell they were diligently working away on me.
Yeah.
So that was very validating.
Great.
And today has been real intense. Today I've been going through it very intensely.
Mhm. Yep.
So
I know what that's like.
I seem to have a lot of ET energies, like the octopus energy, because after being aware of how they're removed, I recognize if I've got that, because it goes in, I think, cycles of 8 or 9 with the tentacles being removed from around and in the body. And
recognize them, huh?
Yes, the octopus energy I can. And the jellyfish, the last one I felt being removed was a couple weeks ago, and the stingers. They're like multiple massive stingers that just cover the body and the head area where they sit. You just feel that they're like little spiny little things as they're being removed, like little teeny stickers. You could just feel them when they're being pulled away, their resistance.
Yep.
And
kind of
I was wondering, it took me a little while through this journey with you this last year to realize how much these parasites and emotional people entities reconfigure our space. Not only do they damage, but they reconfigure our spiritual blueprint, right?
That's correct. Yep, you don't always know until you have the healing, you know. We go around kind of like Mr. Magoo, you know. And this stuff and not knowing what's happening. And once you have a couple of clearings and you're able to get in touch with your divine spirit consciousness, and you realize that it wasn't right before, but most people don't have a clue.
And as all these negative energies are being removed from me, I feel like I'm getting out of the core, like the real sensitive areas, like more tissue, where before it was just like thick crust. It was just, you know, all around me. I was encased in it. And now I'm really, like, those real tender areas are being giving lots of special attention and rejuvenation and repair. And I'm noticing I'm changing shape, because I was very stuck in a particular physical shape for a long time. And now the shape is changing by inches and just, you know, physical appearance. And I'm like, wow, you know, running to the mirror. And so I'm really feeling happy about this part of it right now.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, a lot of it's coming off the waist.
In here. Great. I think we have a caller on, possibly.
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, I had a question, Ron, about the people that resurrected from the cemeteries, and they went to quarantine, I suppose. And then after that, were any of them fortunate enough to go to a planet of light afterwards, or at large, all the people on the planet, some that resurrected, went to quarantine, what are they doing on the planets of light now? How are they coming along? Can we get some information about that?
That's a very good question. Yeah, the people that have left out of the cemeteries would be in quarantine, and that's your spirit, okay, hoping that they can reconstruct their spirit from what the dark side has taken away from it or stolen or attached or connected to, tormented, or has hidden on dark side universes. As far as ascension has not happened yet, and so they're just doing healing on those beings. They have not ascended yet whatsoever because ascension happens only once. And the one time that it happens is when it happens. So that will be whenever that is. Might be 2012, could be before that, could be after that. But when it happens, every spirit in the universe of light and the creations that the spirit is in will have the opportunity for ascension. You know, so that's what happens. So they have not ascended yet. They just left.
Okay.
Because they were trapped here with the mindset. Waiting for Jesus to come at some point in time, you know, which is what the prophecies were, that he would come back and save them. And so the people in the cemeteries have left because the light ship came and took them all away, took these spirits away that were being held by the light of the darkness. And so they're gone now. And so what they did, the spirits typically did not reincarnate. And so on one hand, that's probably pretty good because they were just stuck, landlocked. So they didn't have to go through any kind of extra tortures and things like most people do on reincarnation. But they are gone, but they have not did any type of ascension at all.
So they have transported, but they haven't ascended.
Right, they have not ascended, yes. So
okay.
They are off-planet.
And then my second question, Ron, is that if... an individual this happened to me, an individual driving his bicycle down the road and a dog attacks him and he goes into his inner deep spirit and a car down the road, a mile down the road comes up and kills the dog. Does that mean that your spirit is powerful enough to get down into the deep spirit to project a car, to come up like a bullet and kill a dog that's attacking you? Is the spirit powerful enough to do something like that?
Well, the spirit would not harm anything. And so your spirit would not put out the energy or connect with somebody else, you know, like body hopping to make somebody run over the dog. So that would not be the case.
That could be a dark spirit that did that then.
Yeah. I think we have on the website a new video. Maybe it's off of YouTube where a dog had an entity in it. I just saw that. Got an email that I think it's on the website now. It's quite interesting. A dog, I think, is like trying to chew a bone, and this entity of who, whatever, got into the dog's left back leg, and the dog, you know, started, you know, looking very mean and angry at it because it was being disturbed, and it held the leg up in the air. So you may want to watch that. It's only about 30 seconds in length, but it's how the poor dog got tormented by an entity. And who knows what type it is, but it was there.
Oh.
I shouldn't laugh, but it's these things, it does look kind of funny. And then on the other hand, it's very scary because we have these same things in us.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The dog happened to got, you know, became videotaped from this. I don't know, you know, anything past that. Just that it's a videotape of a dog having an entity acting out using its body. A certain way the dog is trying to, like, you know, in a sense, growl at it, bite it, or whatever, you know, because it's being messed with, you know. You know how dogs are, you know.
Okay.
So.
Thank you. That makes sense. Thank you, Ron.
Okay. Okay, Kimberly, back to you.
I'm here.
So, anything on the fast chat we need to recognize here?
Hello? Oh.
I heard a beep there, two beeps.
But I did notice that we have categories for pain now.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have to probably do that. Apparently, that just came about
emotional
today.
Pain.
So we may just do something. I'll have to figure out what to do on that.
So right now, if somebody does have a question, it'd be great to put it in now because Marianne gives some very helpful instruction on how to override cookies so that we can communicate with you. So we're waiting on that.
I could not get on it today. I tried two times, and it would not work for me, but I don't have the time right now to try that. But you could send me an email, Marianne, of what you just typed. Maybe just do a copy-paste on it. That would be great. Maybe it'll work for me. So let's see here. What can we talk about here? We could bring in the rainbow energy. A lot of people like that from the light ship.
That would be wonderful.
So let's bring that in here. And here it comes. So stronger, stronger. It'll come through your light beam on your monitor screen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go.
I believe this is the energy you brought in towards the end of the intensive yesterday for us to enjoy.
Yes, it is. I believe it was.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I remember.
And let's also bring in an oxygen here for healing. This will be for people who are maybe congested, if that's the case. This one may help you with this one here. So each one will have their own particular flavor of this one here. Remember, the light chip works with you personally when we do these healings. Even though it sounds like I'm working with a general energy transmission to everybody, everyone is special. And so this one here for breathing difficulties is number 82. So right now we'll bring in 82 for you. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, a question on the fast chat here. So Jesus did come and take away them. No, Jesus did not come. He hasn't been here. So I'll clarify that. Jesus, it was said that he would come to take them away. No, he did not come. The light ship came. So I'll clarify that a little bit further here. Jesus made one very powerful statement. And as a light being, as he said this here, and depending on what light being was in his body, remember, he had many light beings in his physical body doing different things. And the main, most powerful thing that he said is, I and the Father are one. So you change the word Father to lightship, it means that everyone that comes into physical form, into a body from the lightship, they are one. They are in oneness with each other and with the divine energy. And so the phrase, I and the Father are one, just means that you know, his body held light being energies. Now, what happened was, since a light being came, maybe a light being came to do this, or maybe just the light ship itself chose that, and it's probably mainly because I was talking about it one time, and all of a sudden they got taken away instantly, because I'm down here to report things, in a sense. But basically, the light ship is what you would call the energy of Jesus, okay, because he had many light beings in them representing the light ship. And this is the way that the process works. And so the light ship came, whatever means or modalities that they used, and took away all these people because these spirits were suffering, staying landlocked on the planet. And this is what happened to them. So I hope that kind of clarifies that for you. Does it clarify for you, Kimberly?
It sure does. Yes.
So that's what the light ship does, and it does that work with anybody here. The light ship also worked through in this lifetime for everybody, Princess Diana. And in the time of Jesus, she was here to do the humanitarian mission, which is what she did, and which is probably why, you know, in some of the phrases where Jesus talked about you know, loving your neighbors, etc. That was probably her. In fact, it was her talking through Jesus at that time. Remember, everything is recorded as if just one person, one physical person, was doing all these things. Well, it was many, many light being spirits doing this work. Okay, so that was her communicating that information. And when another light being would come in, it would also give its information on how it was here to help, you know, humanity also. So that's kind of how the system works from the light ship. So the body is being used as a vessel, and his body was created to have more than one light being in it. And the cellular memory, which we call the Immaculate Conception, which would be the body being perfect, not in judgment from ancestral beliefs. So his body was created, I won't say created, it was reformed genetically so that these spirits could come into his body from the light ship. And these are light beings that would come in. So that may help you out so much here, hopefully. So back to you, Kimberly.
We have a request from Mike wondering if we could sample the healing that you have on the website for mental cellular healing.
Healing. That's a very good one. Oh, they're all
it's
good.
It's a recent edition, I believe.
Yeah, so here we go. This is a mental cellular. So here we go. I'll go back 10 days. So 10 days ago cleared. 9 days cleared. So this is a communication of how the darkness, I believe, you know, connects to your cells. Okay, so this gets taken away. So the darkness has no phone lines. Okay, that's one easy way of looking at it. So 5 days, I'll do 10 days for everybody. 10 days ago cleared. Wow, bunch of energy. 9 days cleared. 8 days cleared. 7 days cleared. 6 days cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. I'm yawning. Holy cow.
Ugh. Yeah, it's a big
what happened
big
4 days ago. What was that? Probably Friday, typically. So 4 days ago cleared. And 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. That'd be Thursday. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. So I actually do 6 clearings when I go back 5 days, including today. So, okay. Hope that helps you out, Mike. So this is your communication, lines that are, you know, having the darkness taken out of them. That's what it does, basically. So back to you, Kimberly.
Okay, so that's an outside communication where mental body is more of our internal thinking and thoughts. That would be the difference between the two. The difference between the mental body and the mental cellular clearing, the mental body is our own internal thinking and thoughts, our own process, whereas the mental cellular healing is from outside alien energies interfering with us.
Yes. That's one way of putting it. That's very, very good. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So good. We have one healing for our own trouble we create, and we have one for what others are doing for us. Okay. This is so complex, but it's so important to understand because it's so real.
Mm-hmm.
You have Celeste asking for an explanation or a little more clarification about the seventh generation ego, mind, and body clearing. I believe that's on the website now, too.
Yes, okay. The seven generational clearings, just to clarify what they are, is we go back, you first need to have your first the clearing done for you in this lifetime. So that's number one. Okay, and then the second one, if you want to go further, then you go back seven generations. And going back seven generations allows you to have your ancestors cleared. That's, you know, working through you, living in you with consciousness. Now, the nice thing about this clearing is that some people say, gee, Ron, can I have, my children cleared on this clearing or a clearing? So what I say is, well, what you might want to do is you have to always do the person first. But on the seven generational one, what happens is that if you do your children, then you can have that issue cleared going up the line for other people. So if they're still living, they will benefit by the clearing, but they still need to have this lifetime done to be more effective. Remember, you're living in this lifetime right now, so this is what you want to heal first and clear first. But by working, we'll say, a child is yours naturally, and then as you clear the child, it'll clear you and then clear your parents and your grandparents. So typically you may have, those four generations living at one time, and then it'll go back further and further. And seven generation goes back to about 1800, 1850, something like that. It depends, how often people had children and the like. But basically, probably 1850 would be really safe to say that that's what it goes back to. And that's the mindset of the people living through you. This is what you tune into in consciousness. This is where your body information comes from about how life is here. This is why people in the old days, they had a caste system. So your parents taught you how to be a baker, we'll say, and you became a baker. And then your parents became a baker, your children, and then so it goes on down the line. And then naturally your grandparents were probably a baker. And so the caste system was probably brought about because of this genetic information and the natural tendency for you to gravitate to this certain, area of consciousness, which could be your vocation. And so this is why people have a tendency to like a certain thing generation after generation, because you're living that with your ancestors' belief systems. And you're living whatever talents they had that's brought forth in you. So does that make sense to you, Kimberly?
It does. Some people may wonder, well, why do I want to, clear the bloodline, of this person and
actually,
that person.
The seven generations take away your free will also, yeah.
Right, and so by clearing the family line, you're clearing away their thoughts and who they are from all the genetic recycling that we're experiencing, so that we can be more clear and more uniquely connected to our spirit in the now.
Yes. Otherwise, you're living the thoughts of your ancestors, but for the first seven generations really impact you. And so
that's so important.
Your free will in this lifetime is those seven generational thought patterns coming forth, teaching you, telling you, how to run your life. Because they only know that information which your past seven generations have actually gleaned onto. So that's passed on to you, all their stuff. Their baggage, and also their talents, their vocations.
Well, talents might be a good thing, Ron. I mean, especially if you've become an expert with it and provide for yourself well.
Yeah, unless maybe you were a robber or murderer or something. You know?
Right. It's, double edge there.
Full edge, uh-huh.
But you're free. You're free of it to be more of who you are as a spirit.
Yeah, it allows you to get out of a pattern,
somebody else
is controlling you. Yeah, it just gets you out of that cycle. You can become, have more free will, free choice.
Sounds good to me.
So the eagle mind one gets rid of the energy of the eagle self that's trying to come forth all the time. In its own program to you just give you a lot of mind chatter, and tells you what to do, what not to do, and it allows you to get out of that matrix blueprint more than some of the other.
We did that when absentee from my husband. I guess that was really a nice transformation. The 3-day period where they do it in parts. It was gave a lot of peace. Let's see,
does he sleep sleep easier, sleep better typically?
Just not so edgy, but all the healings that we've done for him have been absentee, and they've all been super beneficial. He's noticed some of them, and he'll say, "Oh, you did some kind of healing for me, right?" And I'll just smile. And but he recognizes the shift in himself as well. And it's also helped me understand why he was behaved a certain way, which also helps me understand why I do, how the healings address these entities that form with our, or create character, personality, where we're thinking it's ourself, but as you go through these healings and some of the negative stuff goes away, you realize, well, that really wasn't me, you know. It was me because I was behaving and acting out, but, you just understand where it's coming from. And when it goes away, you're like, ooh, thank you, I'm so glad. But then you recognize the other pieces and parts of the fragment, too, of the puzzle that we are, and you can work on those more specifically. That's how I feel now. I feel like I can be a little more specific at what's going on with me, with the clearing.
Oh, good, and then have more choice.
Really
now.
Helpful. Yeah, at least I think that's, so. That's what I told myself.
Yep, that's good. So, yeah, the clearings all help. What I find what happens with some people is that they'll have a clearing, and all of a sudden everything kind of leaves them of that issue that they're dealing with, which is a good thing. But they don't know, they can't really recall the past because the healing is too good, and which is great too, okay? And then they don't understand where they are in the present moment with what happened to them. So what I'm trying to say is that I'll call them up or they'll talk to me and say, I had emotional healing and, you know, I feel great now. And I'll say, well, you remember all the torment that you had and why you called for the first session, you know, why you wanted to have an emotional clearing. And they'll say, well, gee, I don't know what it was. You know, I just know I had this clearing and it worked. And yet I'll have typical notes from somebody. Remember, you know, they're going through all kinds of stuff, you know, just awful situations. And when it gets taken away, it's gone. The slate is clean. So you don't have to regurgitate anything, and you don't have to even look back upon it. Like the old song, rock and roll song, you know, Walk Away, Renee, you know, it's gone. It's out of you. And you don't have to bring it up or look at it or examine it because the healing is so good that it takes away this stuff. And you're living in a new paradigm. It's just like being reborn again, brand new. And this is what's so great about this. People don't understand that. They wonder why things are the way they are. They don't realize how bad it was for them in the past. And then they think that because they had a clearing that it still should be working, you know, maybe 3-4 months after the clearing, it does not. This is why I put the unlimited on the website. So some people have the clearing, it works great for them, and they forgot what they actually got cleared of because it's gone. And then they wonder, you know, did they waste their money because they don't feel or know what they even had from the past. It's very interesting to watch and to hear people talk. And then they go, well, gee, yeah, I really had that. Yeah, I can go back into, you know, the depths of my mind, we'll say, and yeah, I did have that condition, but it's so far removed now, I don't even recognize it. And then this is why I have the unlimited online, because people think the clearing still works from after the time that I stopped it. Like I said, when Jesus left here, every healing from the light ship stopped. And so Jesus' healings are no longer on this planet. And they start over again here. When he left here, they were no longer on the planet. So, they left here basically, hypothetically, 1950 years ago. And so when he left, the healings left from the light ship. And they came about in 2005 again. So this is your opportunity to experience what Jesus did, you know, 2,000 years ago for ascension. And it's a short period of time. So our time is kind of coming close to an end here, looks like.
Oh,
well, Kimberly, it was nice having you on. And you brought a lot of clarity to the show here. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Ron. It's always a pleasure to join you.
So if you're interested in having some wonderful clearings, this coming Sunday we have our next 8-hour intensive. It's for physical body organ rejuvenation along with the nervous system rejuvenation. So it starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, You can become absentee, not even be on the call if you wish. You can contact me and go to healing@creationlightship.com. That's healing@creationlightship.com. And connect with me there. You can also go on the website on the event section here and pay for it online with PayPal, which most people do. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And we have a one-hour conference call coming up here in the next half an hour. These cost $20. We go to the Lightship for an hour. These are done, this particular one-hour healing is done Mondays and Fridays. And you can also sign up on the website for that. So our next BBS program will be Wednesday. And the time on that, I believe, is 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and it'll be on Station 1. So see you later, and thank you, Kimberly. Bye, everybody.
This is Pete.